When I photographed Marilyn Monroe, I came to Beverly Hills or Hollywood, and our bureau head at that time was Stanley Flink. I asked him, Stanley, do you know Marilyn Monroe? Of course, she's a good friend of mine. He said, is it possible to photograph? Oh God, I just give her a ring. And she said, boys, come right over. So we came over to Marilyn Monroe. I don't know where she lived, I think on the strip between Beverly Hills and Hollywood. And I had two Leica cameras around my neck, one with color and one in black and white. And she was very sweet and nice. And I did many pictures in black and white. I wanted to photograph in color. It happened that I mixed up my cameras and only two color pictures came out and they were used. And I had no idea what happened to my films. And when I came back to New York, everybody said that she had turned my head around. No wonder she did it. But she was very shy at that time. She wrote in my book, you made a palace out of my patio, come back a second time. In other words, it was 6 months before she married Joe DiMaggio. It was in 1953. She was already well known at that time.